It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat this week on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. We got the head coach of the Chargers, Andy Gwynup, joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, the district's been very challenging. A lot of good teams, top to bottom, and that theme continued last week. A road trip to Riley County, and the Falcons able to get the win. When you've had some time to kind of dissect it, maybe watch a little bit of film, what were just maybe a couple thoughts and takeaways from that game last week?
Well, I would say this district in 2A is as tough as any district out there, arguably the toughest district in the state, not only for 2A, but even better than some 3A districts out there. As far as, you know, these Big Seven schools, that's a tough league. And Riley County has beaten some teams in the Big Seven. They're a tough team. They're fast, and they executed well. And one thing that, you know, we had some good moments. They had a first and one going into the end zone, and we stuffed them on four straight plays at a goal line stand. We just weren't consistent throughout the game. You know, we'd do a lot of nice things. We couldn't string 10, 15 plays together. And so that's what we need to keep working on, is being consistent. We know we can execute against anybody, but we just have to do it play after play. And so we're going to keep working on that. We've got a lot of young players playing and trying to develop young players. You know, this district wasn't favorable to us to develop freshmen and sophomores, but, you know, that's the hand we're dealt, and so that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep working.
Well, let's talk about the offense. I know it's been a little bit up and down. You guys were able to find some success early in the season, but I know the last few weeks and the schedule certainly plays a part of that, just not being able to find the end zone consistently. When you have maybe some struggles a little bit, are you tinkering some things? Are you just trying new things? Are you just trying to practice to get better at what you do normally? I mean, what's kind of the coaching aspect of it when maybe you're just trying to turn something around?
We've been trying to do both. So we've added a couple things that we think will help us get 3, 4, 5 yards, and that's really what we're trying to do. How do we get 4 or 5 yards? Inside, outside, run, pass, you know, how do we get those 4 or 5 yards to play so we can get first downs, we can string first downs together to get into the end zone. And so we're still going over the fundamentals. It comes down to, can we block? Can we lead block? Can we hand the ball off correctly? Can we run the correct running path? Can we get those yards? Can we run a little tougher, a little lower? Can we come off a little lower on the line? Can we take the correct footwork on play action pass plays? And so we're adding a little bit. We're not going to do overall changes, but we're just going to see where can we execute, who are our better players, how do we get those guys involved. And so as the progression of the season goes on, you know, we're trying to find out what are our strengths. And so that's what we're going to continue to do, and put in a game plan that makes sense, that's not too complicated, but at the same time, it's complicated enough that we can execute and we can find ways to move the ball down the field.
Horton football coach Andy Gwynup joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. The Chargers have another very tough one. Of course, that tough district play continues. They'll get Sabetha this week. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue on with our Horton Locker Room Chat here this week, brought to you by Union State Bank. Brandon Tabman with you, joined by the Chargers football coach and Andy Gwynup as they get set for a matchup with 2A number 2 Sabetha. You know, we talked in that first segment about how good the district has been and is currently. You referenced even better than some of the 3A districts out there. Again, you got number 1 and number 2 in the state. I think Sabetha and Nemaha Central both have certainly kind of separated themselves to be kind of the cream of the crop right now. Of course, Thunder defending state champs, Sabetha right on their heels. But as you get set for this game against Sabetha, what stands out to you the most about what this Blue Jays team has?
Well, they're big, strong, and fast. And so everything they do it correctly. It was a couple – actually, I think they played Riley County, I think, a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, and or Minneapolis is one of them. I think it was Minneapolis. And I said, you know, look at their D-backs, look at their linebackers, kind of showing our guys, like, this is how you play. You know, how they get lined up, their defensive stance, their first two or three steps and how they react and where they go. They are very disciplined. They're very well coached. Everything they do is fundamentally correct. And so when you have a big, fast, strong team that also is fundamentally correct, they're hard to beat. And that's why they haven't been beaten this year. I do believe that Nemaha and Sabetha are the top two teams in the state. I don't know which one's better. That'll be a good game. But I would say in 3A, they'd be right at the top also. I don't know too many teams that are better than them and in two classifications because of their skill level, number of kids they have out. You know, they're looking at 50, 60 kids that they can run out there and they can play 30 guys. You know, offense, defense, special teams, they get a lot of guys getting some reps, and so they're fresh the whole game. And that's hard to go against, you know. So we're going to, again, just go to work. We're going to do what we can do. We can't control the other team, but we can control us. And so we're just going to go out there and execute what we can do and get a little bit better. And, you know, you don't want to play those kind of teams every week, but you do need to play them and see where you're at. Say, okay, we got work to do, and there'll be a good test for us.
Horton football coach Andy Gwinnup joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers get number 2 ranked Sabetha this week at home, another district contest here in week number 7 on the high school football regular season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.